Hello and welcome to Inside the School District, a weekly discussion providing you with relevant news, recent developments, and must-have information about what's happening inside the Mat-Su School District, moderated by Mike Malevsky.
Well, it's my great pleasure to be allowed to interview Jillian Morrissey, whose voice you normally hear in this program. Welcome, Jillian.
Thank you, Mike. This is fun to have it flipped and have get to be asked some questions.
Well, right. This is a big week here and many places around Alaska, specifically in the Mat-Su Borough School District. Got graduations, promotions, all kinds of other things. Where do you want to begin?
Let's start with graduations and promotions because this is a really big transition point and it's really exciting. We had our graduation start on the 7th, so on Monday, that was up in Houston, and we are starting to get this class of 2018 graduated, which is just an exciting thing. So we have our schedule online. Many of those graduations are live streaming. So for folks that couldn't get tickets for it or have extra family in town, or you just have friends you want to track on, you can actually watch those graduations through live stream. And those connections are all on our website at matsuk12.us, and just go to the online calendars and you'll see the graduations and promotions. We had a really big first last night, and I just wanted to specially recognize Reddington Junior Senior High School because they had their first senior class graduating last night. And so that was really exciting. And it's just a big deal. You know, we started that school just recently, and we've had a slow roll-in of our high school students, and now that class has finally graduated. So that's a big deal. And they are moving on and going off to great things. And one of the things that we do during this week is we look at everything that all the scholarships and all the awards that our seniors have received that are heading off into their next phase of life. So one of the things that we'll be able to report out on pretty soon is essentially how much money in scholarships our seniors have been awarded. I think it's really important to recognize that because sometimes we see a lot of press about how poorly our Alaskan students are doing compared to our national cohorts. And, you know, one of the things that I can say is looking at the Mat-Su, that's just not our story. We have students that are doing amazing things. They are going to amazing places. They've been working hard throughout their high school years and are getting ready for some great adventures and some great academic challenges ahead. So
I'm curious, these days, how many graduations, how many total graduations are there? And what does that represent in terms of the numbers of students who are graduating?
Great question. So we have about a graduation a day right now. And so for some, that's throughout this next week. We have some promotions that are happening almost every day. You know, for our staff, we're doing 1 to 2 graduations or promotions every single day.
Okay.
So we have about 19, you know, I'm going to use rough numbers because it's helpful. We have about 19,000 students. We're a little shy of that. So you have, you know, from Colony High School, which is our largest comprehensive high school, which has, you know, about 1,100, 1,200 students. You have a quarter of those students. You have about, you know, a class between 300 and 400 that's graduating.
Okay.
We have some schools like Berriozova. Actually, I'll be headed up for their graduation tomorrow. They have one student that will be graduating, but that's a big deal. And next year, Glacier View, which is one of our other small K-12 schools, actually doesn't have any graduates this year, but that's just because of who is at the school.
Right.
Graduations can be anywhere from one student all the way up to, you know, you're in the big comprehensive schools where you have about 400 kids crossing the stage.
Oh, and everywhere in between.
And everywhere in between.
Now, we focused very often on high school graduations, but there are also graduations from other levels.
Yep. So promotion is what we call it when eighth graders move into high school.
Okay.
Promotions are a really big deal. It's not graduation happens at the senior level. Promotion is important because this is a big change of life for these students. They are going from middle school, where, you know, it's typically 6th, 7th, 8th grade, into a large comprehensive school where typically, you know, they have a very, very busy bell schedule. They have a lot happening. And so for a lot of our middle schools, they use this time as like a rite of passage for these students. You know, there's more independence in high school. And so they really recognize this transition that these middle school students are going through.
And if I remember correctly, there are visitations so that sometimes people are able to come into an opportunity to go visit a school where they're going.
Absolutely. So depending on the school, and we have a lot of these available, and every school does it differently because that's really important to that school's culture. But there are visitations. We have, you know, for our fifth graders that may be heading into middle school, there are orientations and other assemblies that are where students are welcomed into that new school to get a better sense of it and to help some of those students for the first time set eyes on what their school is going to be next year.
Okay, very good. Yes, I've participated in them in the past, and that's always a nice thing, I think, to have some sense before fall rolls around and you make the big trip and
absolutely
you arrive there.
Especially for those elementary to middle school students, where elementary, there isn't a bell schedule. They start school at the beginning of the day. They follow their teacher through the curriculum and through the flow of the day. And then there's the end of the day.
Right.
Whereas going into middle school, all of a sudden, those students are responsible for a locker. They have to be able to get in their locker. They have to make sure that the locker is closed. They have to learn how to do passing periods. So it is important for those students to have that that sense of what they're going to be doing the next year. And then for our students going from middle school to high school, it's just the schools are just typically that much bigger. And so
right.
They may only have 6 minutes to get from one end of the building, stop at their locker, and to the other in order to be successful for the day.
So we have a number of other topics to
okay.
go along. But before
yep.
I do that, since we're looking at these kind of the finish of this school year, what happens in the summer at the school district? It just doesn't close down because there are a number of things that go on.
You are right. So that's for most of our students, you know, at the end of the school year, that's it. And they get a break. But, you know, for many of our students, there are services that we're still providing for our students. One of the big ones is extended school year. This is for our students who have IEPs or individual education plans that are identified that they may need services through the summer in order to be able to stay on track with their IEP. And so we have that program for some of our students. We also have what's called credit recovery, where students that for whatever reason it may be didn't meet their credit needs in order for graduation, we actually have a credit recovery program where they can work on things throughout the summer in order to be able to stay on track with their cohort.
Okay, good. Now, I understand that this is also a special week referred to as Teacher Appreciation.
You bet. Yep.
Talk so, about that.
Yeah, absolutely. So Teacher Appreciation Week is a really big deal for us at the school district. We have about 1,200 teachers in the Mat-Su, and schools wouldn't work without teachers. And teachers are what help make our schools great. And so we love honoring our MSBSD teachers because we know how hard they work. We know that we have the largest pupil-to-teacher ratio in the state right now. And so we understand that, you know, we have a lot. Our teachers have a lot of challenges. Our poverty rates are going up. Our PTR is high. And these teachers are still moving the needle at helping our students succeed. And so this week is important for us to honor all the effort and energy that our teachers put into our students. They focus not on academics, but also caring about the whole child. And that is something that is worth taking time to celebrate. So we have stuff up on our website and on our Facebook page, but each school also has a way that they like celebrating Teacher Appreciation Week. Okay. And we just really encourage our parents, if you haven't thought to just stop and thank your students, teachers, this would be a really great week to do that.
Okay, Mike Malefsky here, and I'm speaking with Jillian Morrissey, and we're talking about the kind of the end of the year activities ranging from graduations, promotions, Teacher Appreciation Week, and especially today it is National School Nurse Day.
Yes.
Talk a little bit about that, if you would.
So sometimes, some of our other staff that work in our buildings feel like they might fall behind the shadow of teachers or things like that, and one of the can be our school nurses. If we didn't have our school nurses, I have absolutely no idea how we get through the school day. Our school nurses provide an incredible service for our schools. They are an important part of our front office staff. They help do daily management of our students. We have some students that require medications throughout the day, and it's our school nurses that make sure that that happens. They take care of all of the school records. There's a lot of state requirements as far as immunizations and other pieces of our students' health records, and our school nurses are the ones that take care of that. Our principals rely really heavily on our school nurses to support that whole care part of the student, and it's wonderful to be able to celebrate them today and the work that they do for our schools.
All right, great. Now, we know that down in Juneau, the legislature is coming to a close earlier than some people might have expected. No special sessions this year, but there have been some actions taken that have had a significant impact upon planning for next year. We talk a little bit about the funding situation for the school district.
Absolutely. This is actually really exciting to report on because one of the things that we're in a situation this year that we haven't been in a really long time, and we are in a place where we actually know how we are going to be funded for the upcoming school year and even years beyond that. This is a big deal because one of the things that our taxpayers want is our school district to be fiscally responsible. And being able to budget well and execute that budget for the following school year is really important for us to be accountable to our taxpayers. So let me break it up because there's three different ways that the school district is funded. We get local, state, and federal funding. The majority of our funding comes through the state. A lot of the federal funding comes through the state. And we're also funded locally. So at the local level, for the Matsu Borough, last month there was actually a vote that went through, and the school district has a new formula that they're going to be funded at, and it's at we are going to be funded at 6.3 mils. To help people understand what that means, it's essentially like a percentage. So think of it as if you were a property owner and you had $100,000, a value of a property at $100,000, 6.3 would be $630 of that. And so that's where, that's how the Matsu Borough will be funding our school district. And so if you think about the total millage rate for property owners is about 10.33. That's what's been going through the borough through the last couple years. 6.3 of that 10.33 is what goes to schools. So we're excited about this because this is funding that we know we can count on. We can budget for that. And it allows us to be able to help create that fiscally responsive budget for the future.
And in years past, that certainty has not been in place.
It has not been in place. We've been waiting through the summer to find out what our funding will be. And that's the same at the state level. Last year, it wasn't until the end of June that we had a sense from the state what our funding was going to be for next year. And that leaves a lot of uncertainty. Governor Walker talked about like the pink slip crisis. And that's what we have been in for years where we had absolutely no idea how much we were going to be funded at. And so we're doing a lot of good guesses and trying to make the best of it, but now we actually know. And so Governor Walker at the state level signed in a new bill for forward funding for school districts, and this is across the state. So like I said, now we have not only forward funding for, we know what will be funded at the local level, we also have that at the state. And that is a really big deal for the MATSU. It allows our business services, our budget department, to be able to create a plan and we get us, it help us stay in that plan for the following years.
Now, for listeners who may not be familiar with the total budget process, school district has come up with a budget, and the funding amounts are now known. Is there any further action that the school board will take on determining the final budget for next year?
Absolutely. So we had Ashley Bjornson and Charity Phillips Little in the studio here at the beginning of our budget season, and so we have been bringing forward to the school board a preliminary, and now we're getting close to an adopted budget. Okay. So what that means, it needs to be balanced. Mm-hmm. We can't have a deficit. So we're looking at places that we can continue to save money and find we can find efficiencies within our budget, but we're getting close to presenting a balanced budget to our school board so that then that can be voted on and adopted.
Okay. One other topic that has received quite a bit of attention, both here as well as around the country, is school safety.
Yep.
What kinds of things do you see happening next year in that whole arena?
I am really excited to talk about this because this is something that my office, the Public Information Office, has been working on a lot this year. Of course, school safety is important. For us, education is our mission, and safety is our priority in the district. And so this is not something that we just started working on. I'm newer to my position, and one of the things that I have found so amazing is we just put out this Keeping Our Schools Safe report. And what I was just amazed to see is how long the MATSU Borough has been working on continuously improving school safety. I'm talking decades-long efforts of strategically placing better prevention and better preparedness efforts in our schools. And I would really encourage anybody that's interested in this topic to visit our website, matsuk12.us, and go to the community link and look on community information and flyers. And the whole Keeping Schools Safe report is available to our stakeholders and to our community members to read and understand where we've been and where we're continuing to go. With all that being said, what's very exciting is that this Keeping Schools Safe report is something that was submitted to the Governor's Commission on School Safety and is actually being used as a template moving forward for the whole state. So we're seen as a leader right mm-hmm. now in the state for school safety. It's recognized that we have a strong interest in continually improving our school safety, looking at new technologies, new things that we can put inside of our schools to support school safety. We've also put out a community survey to all of our stakeholders because we wanted to see what the community wanted. There's a lot of ideas and feedback we've been getting nationally, but also just from our local stakeholders. And this survey, which has had over 2,000 responses, has shown us where our community really wants us to be putting our efforts. So we're looking at that. We're doing some analysis on it. We're meeting with the school board to make recommendations. And, you know, we will strategically move forward with our community to implement some of these priorities that we have. In the meantime, Governor Walker is really committed to school safety. And so his group that is working on this will also be presenting the state of Alaska with priorities, and that may come with some funding. So that may be an additional financial support that our district can use in order to implement some things.
Whoa, we've covered a lot of ground here. One last question: describe your office, the
sure.
Office of Public Information. You do a whole variety of things, mm-hmm. but maybe for listeners who are not so familiar, what are the responsibilities, your responsibilities in the day?
That is a great question. I am a department of one. So there is one person in the public information office, and that is me. With that being said, there are many people that are responsible for public information, and usually that goes to the school sites. So our principals act a lot as additional PIOs out there in the community. My position is to support essentially external relations. And so I try to make sure that what is happening inside the district is communicated out to the community. Okay. And so they have the information they need to be informed on things that are happening inside the schools. The other thing is I look at a lot of our government relations. And so I work directly with the superintendent to support good relations between elected officials and the school district. So that ends up looking different every single day. Sometimes really what I'm doing is getting community flyers out to our community members about events that are happening. Sometimes that means that we're working with elected officials to provide support for particular bills that may be going through Juneau. Sometimes that means working with the press on stories and helping them celebrate some of our students and talking about what's happening in the district. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, it's coming on radio sure, every week sure. and sharing
and we
our story.
We appreciate that because that works pretty well. Okay. So it sounds as if you have a highly varied and busy schedule.
It can be, and it's not. It's definitely not a 9-to-5 job. Sometimes things happen in the middle of the night, like school closures.
Oh, that's right.
And sometimes things are, bright and early in the morning. But that's what makes it so great. And one of the things that I really appreciate is I get to look at the full breadth of our school district. And it's at the 47 schools. Every community is a little bit different and has their own flavor. And I really appreciate getting to work with all the schools and support what it is that they want to do and getting the word out about what the great things that are happening every day at their schools.
Well, okay. Jillian Morrissey, Public Information Officer for the Mat-Su Borough School District. Really appreciate you coming in. How would you like to sum up or finish up this interview?
I am really excited. This is a really exciting time of year. We have our students that are moving on to the next phase of their life. We have a lot to celebrate. We are excited about the work that we have to do next year. And if you want to stay in touch with the school district, please always visit our website at www.matsuk12.us or like us on Facebook or on Twitter. Those are the social media feeds that we update constantly. So stay in touch with us, download our app, and stay in touch with us.
Okay. Thank you for coming in today.
You bet.
You've been listening to Inside the School District, a weekly discussion providing you with information about what's happening in the Mat-Su schools, moderated by Mike Malevsky. This program is a production of Radio Free Palmer, recorded at our studios in Palmer, Alaska. The views and opinions of moderators and guests do not necessarily represent those of Radio Free Palmer, the station, or its underwriters. If you have any comments or questions, please email manager@radiofreepalmer.org.